This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 10th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On August 1st, between 7 and 7:30 p.m., radical Muslim terrorists in Nigeria's Plateau State killed 7 Christian farmers and injured 2 others in communities where there is no access to good roads and other social amenities, reports International Christian Concern. Armed with AK-47s and machetes, the Fulani Muslim militias attacked them in the Danda Chugwi village. In a separate incident, Muslims killed 2 Christian farmers in the Lamigo village. One survivor said, quote, "I escaped by God's mercy. The Fulani were 4 in number with guns and machetes. They destroyed our crops and grazed their cattle on our farms." The country's president, Muhammadu Buhari, has failed to protect Christian farmers. Rather, he keeps silent when Christian farmers are attacked. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas, Texas last Thursday. Orban said Americans and Hungarians face the same threat, progressive liberals who want to eradicate Christian values.
The horrors of Nazism and communism happened because some Western states in continental Europe abandoned their Christian values. And today's progressives are planning to do the same. They want to give up on Western values and create a new world, a post-Western world.
Orban also said conservatives must build Christian culture and that politics alone is not enough.
Politics, my friend, are not enough. This war is a culture war. We have to revitalize our churches, our families, our universities, and our community institutions.
Isaiah 58 verse 12 says, "Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in." On Tuesday, President Joe Biden signed a $280 billion tech bill. The bill includes over $50 billion for U.S. companies in an attempt to boost computer chip manufacturing. Today, the U.S. produces about 10% of the world's chip supply, down from 37% in 1990. Most semiconductors now come from East Asia. The Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company alone controls over half of the global chip market. Last Friday, Florida's Board of Medicine voted to start a process that could ban doctors from offering puberty blockers and mutilating surgeries to children pretending to be the opposite sex. Florida Surgeon General Joseph Lodapo supports the new rule as well. During a press conference last week, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said doctors who provide so-called gender-affirming care should be sued.
They talk about these very young kids getting gender-affirming care. What they don't tell you what that is they're actually giving very young girls double mastectomies. They want to castrate these young boys. That's wrong. And so we've stood up and said, both from the health and children well-being perspective, you know, you don't disfigure 10, 12, 13-year-old kids based on gender dysphoria. 80% of it resolves anyways by the time they get older. So why would you be doing this? I think these doctors need to get sued for what's happening. I'm sorry.
Indiana is the first state in the U.S. to pass abortion restrictions after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th. Indiana Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed a near-total abortion ban last Friday. Unfortunately, the law does allow for exceptions in cases like rape and incest. In addition to the rape and incest exceptions, Hoosiers for Life lists 8 objections to this new law, including loopholes which allow abortions for any reason. Taxpayers will now pay for abortions, and the law defines pregnancy beginning at implantation, not at conception. Citing Isaiah 10, verses 1 and 2, Indiana Republican State Representative John Jacob, who has urged women in person to choose life outside abortion mills, explained why he voted against this bill.
"I'm voting no on this bill but not for the same reason that my Democratic colleagues are probably going to vote no on this bill. I'm voting no on it because it is a weak, pathetic bill that still allows babies to be murdered. God says woe to those who enact unjust statutes and to those who constantly record harmful decisions so as to deprive the needy of justice and rob the poor among my people of their rights. And if we're unclear, we enact statutes in here. We enact law. This bill is an unjust statute.
Already, one Indiana abortion bill is planning to shut down next month. And finally, activists raised a Christian flag over Boston City Hall last Wednesday after 5 years of litigation. In May, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously in Shurtleff versus Boston that the city violated the rights of Christians to publicly fly the flag. City officials said the Christians could raise the flag as long as it was not called a Christian flag. However, Hal Shurtleff, the founder of Camp Constitution, refused to lie and call the flag anything other than what it was, a Christian flag. During the flag raising, Shurtleff said, quote, God's hand was in this from the beginning. To God be the glory, end quote. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, August 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.